This is the Midgard Pocket Microscope. This microscope has a single simple lens with a magnification of 50 times and a recess into which a slide could be fitted for examination. This model, the Midgard Number 1, was very easy to use. The user simply placed the object of interest onto a glass slide, placed the second slide on top of the object as a cover, then slid the combined slides through the slot located on the side of the microscope. The protruding bars attach to a spring within the Number 1 that hold the slide in place once it is inserted. The eyepiece of the microscope could then be moved in and out to focus the image of the object of interest. This model also came with a weld slide that allowed the viewer to hold and inspect liquid samples. Microscopes such as the Midgard became popular in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Most of these microscopes were manufactured in France or Germany, and this particular microscope was made in Germany. These types of microscopes became generally known as pocket or universal microscopes. Due to their low cost, durability, and functionality, pocket microscopes were widely known and very popular. Even though their design is relatively simple, microscopes such as the Midgard had a significant impact on the general public's appreciation of both science and the natural world by making the microscopic world accessible and exciting. It was also a versatile scientific tool. As can be seen on the instruction manual that accompanies the Midgard Number 1, it was ideal for situations in which the specimen was too small to be observed under a magnifying glass, and access to a larger and bulkier stand microscope would have been impossible. For example, the Midgard could be taken on field expeditions and used to examine botanical, zoological, and mineralogical specimens.